Well, fascinating times, that's for sure, in Lansing and in Washington. We're going to talk all about them when we're up at Grand Hotel, and we'll be in our very special position in the parlor of Grand Hotel for, it's got to be 30 of these things we've been up there for Sandy Baru, Oz, Greater Detroit Regional Chamber Policy Conference. The morning show will be there, JR Mornings, and we will be there as well in focus on Wednesday and Thursday. Very special programming, a lot going on up there. Of course, there'll be a lot of conversation about Mayor Duggan pulling out of the race after the chamber actually gave the thumbs up for him. They were basically endorsing him some time ago. So that's going to be a big topic, but there got to be other topics because they're important things. Life goes on no matter what, and we're going to be hearing about them. One of the things we can talk about but won't matter too much is something that Jared Halpern is covering for us. Jared, of course, Fox News correspondent extraordinaire and WJR contributor, and that is Congress has actually left town without taking votes over the opposition to President Trump's lawfare fund, you know, the $1.8 billion piggy bank, I guess. Jared, yeah. Always a pleasure.
Well, you know, the question is whether or not Congress can vote on that. The Justice Department argues that this is money that has kind of in perpetuity been authorized for the Justice Department to make settlements. But this fund, this $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund, has generated as much Republican pushback of this president as we have seen in his second term. This seems to be a boiling point. And what happened yesterday was extraordinary. Republicans in the Senate were expected to vote on that reconciliation bill that deals with funding Border Patrol, ICE, finally ending that part of the shutdown. They are doing it through a budget process that requires only a simple majority. But the issue is that process also allows an open-ended amendment process. And Democrats were going to put forward an awful lot of amendments related to this fund and what sort of safeguard or guardrails ought to be imposed. They were going to have amendments that basically made Republican senators vote on whether or not those convicted on January 6th should be eligible. Those convicted of, assaulting police officers should be eligible. A whole host of questions were going to be raised, and these were going to be really hard votes for Republicans to take in an election year when an awful lot of these Republicans don't support this fund and have been pushing back on it and want more congressional oversight. And because of that, Congress left town, both the House and the Senate, without voting on that reconciliation bill that they had sort of wanted to get done on the president's deadline of June 1st.
When in doubt, ghost, disappear.
Well, I think it's facing of, the saying in Washington is when you have the votes, you vote. And so this is a clear indication that Republicans, even with their not needing Democratic buy-in, right, this is a reconciliation, just that a simple Republican majority didn't have a vote. And when you don't have the votes, you don't vote. And when it's up against Memorial Day and an election year, you don't anger folks more by keeping them in town.
I can see reasons for the president having the concerns he has, especially those, let's face it, after the midterms or even after he's out of office or whenever it is, the Democrats are then going to waste all their time trying to throw him in jail and cause all kinds of trouble. That's just, they can't help themselves.
We don't know if Republicans are going to win back that, Democrats are going to win back the House or Senate.
I know. Like I said, it's either at the midterms or at the end of his term. There are Democrats that are sworn to bringing him down. And they can't apparently beat him with ideas of their own. So they go after him and his ideas. My only point is, I can understand him wanting to protect himself and his family because, well, look at Joe Biden's did it. Joe Biden.
Well, certainly that's separate, right? There doesn't seem to be, Republicans may not like it. There's not going to vote on this. I mean, that's a separate part of the settlement, right? That the IRS is not going to continue with these ongoing audits of current and previous tax filings from the president and his family. That's one thing. The bigger issue, especially for Republicans, is this $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund that has not been, at least according to senators, clearly explained by the administration on how they want to use it, what the oversight will be, how much is going to be given to individuals in the case that they win. And remember that, too, that, you know, the number one issue right now for voters is cost of living. And Republicans are facing a lot of headwinds with the economy. And there is a sense, at least from some Republicans who have spoken out on this, that they don't want to be seen as supporting this kind of $1.8 billion fund or the billion-dollar fund for the ballroom when they are hearing from constituents that gas prices are too high, that food prices are too high, and the like.
Well, it's it is a question. Eventually, maybe, I don't know, maybe not, the American people will somehow get their point across that we're tired of going over old stories over and over and over again. I mean, the best example I can see right now is, seriously, we needed a Democrat autopsy on why Kamala Harris lost? We needed now, today? They need a study? She was backed by a comatose president whose frailties were covered up by her and many others, and she wasn't a capable candidate. So what do they need to – what are they doing in a quote-unquote autopsy? They know what killed it.
A couple of things. One, the DNC did not authorize that report. They didn't want to release it. They were unsatisfied with the results. They said that it was incomplete, that it didn't include information that was relevant. The DNC chairman tried to – kind of throw it away. He faced a lot of backlash, and so they released yesterday, about a year and a half after it had been done, what this report was. And certainly that is raising more criticism of the DNC chair.
Jared, I appreciate that. We've got to go. Clock stops for no one.